Live Creative Now, episode 91.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and author of The Creative Sandbox Way, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. It's how you change your life, and it's how you change the world. Before we get on with today's episode, come join me tomorrow, Thursday, January 12th, assuming you're listening to this on the day this episode goes live, which is Wednesday, January 11th. Come join me tomorrow, January 12th, for a free creativity workshop, Born to Create: Why Your Creative Play is Essential, Not Self-Indulgent. If you have a hard time getting yourself to do the creative things that you would most love to be doing, this workshop is for you. You will learn the surprising truth about why you feel resistance to the thing that you love to do. You will learn how to make every creative block your friend, I kid you not, and you will learn the unexpected science of how creative play affects the brain. You're never going to look at creative play in the same way again. I practically guarantee it. One of the recent times that I offered this workshop, I got this email from one of the attendees. She wrote, "I'm halfway through your Born to Create webinar replay, and bam, hallelujah chorus and everything. Why in the world has it taken me so long for me to hear this? The whole resistance thing? Bingo, totally makes sense. I've read the books on resistance and blah, blah, blah. They were good, but never connected this the way you have." That's what Sandy Moss wrote. So, yeah, this stuff is good. It's about 90 minutes. It's totally free. And if you stick around to the end, I have a special gift for you. And yes, there will be a replay for a limited time. I think it's 72 hours, but the replay link will only go to the people who register. So you can go do that at freecreativityworkshop.com. Go do that right now at freecreativityworkshop.com. And I hope to see you there, either live on the call or at the replay. Again, freecreativityworkshop.com. And now on with today's episode. So I've been doing a little series on the podcast of success stories from inside my Creative Sandbox community. Success stories from members who have made great strides and accomplished amazing things. And last week I shared Jessica's story of wanting to do video, to make videos, art tutorial videos specifically, but really being afraid of doing video. From going from that place to now being the video queen. And this week I am delighted to introduce you to Creative Sandbox member Linnell Eck, who used the Creative Sandbox to incubate a book, a children's book that she wrote and illustrated. And yes, that is right. In spite of some roaring gremlins, and having recently published my own book, I can attest to the viciousness of book gremlins. In spite of initial rejection by a traditional publisher, Linnell was able to go on and write, illustrate, publish, and sell her own children's book, which is called A Zoo Just For You. And it is utterly delightful. And I have a link in the show notes so you can go check it out. So how did she manage to accomplish this task? And having produced my own book, I can tell you that producing a book is a Herculean task, particularly one in which, you know, you're not just writing it, you're illustrating it and publishing it. Well, Linnell gives a lot of the credit to the support and encouragement she received in the Creative Sandbox, which helped her learn to dance with the gremlins. Because the thing is, as we talk about in our conversation, the gremlins never go away. So let's listen to Linnell and me in conversation with Linnell as we talk about her journey to become a published children's book author.
Well, I had the idea about 2.5 years ago, and I started working on it, and it was like, oh, I don't think this is anything that's real. Having been an English teacher in the past, this was something that really, really sparked my interest, but it was like, is anybody else going to like that? So I'd work on it, and then I'd put it away and kind of mull over it for a while and then bring it out. And it went to a publishing company once, and the publishing company was very, that was not in their publishing plan. But the person who wrote the note back said that he highly encouraged me to continue on. So there was a failure. Or a roadblock.
So let me ask you about the book. So you had been working on this book for a while?
Yes, I had.
Tell us about the book.
Okay, the book is called A Zoo Just For You. The idea was started when a friend who lives on Whidbey Island posted a picture of little otters and called it a romp of otters. And it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So I got on the internet and I found these long, huge lists of group names for not only animals, people, but I mean, there's huge, huge lists. And it was like, well, that's pretty neat. I kind of like the idea that, again, having been the old English teacher, a lot of the group names for all anything on that list has to do with either the way they look or the way they act, which had to do with adjectives, which is an old English teacher thing. So that's what born the idea. And then I actually made a little book for that friend who had had given me the idea with a bunch of little drawings and sent it to her for her birthday. I shared it with another friend and who has grandchildren, and she said, oh my gosh, my grandchildren would love that. So then really started the idea. So I'd work on it for a while, and then it'd be like, oh gee, this is really interesting to me, but is it going to be interesting to anybody else? And some of the words were really big. Were the group names, and it was like, you're doing this for children. And I had to kind of evaluate, well, was I really doing it for the right target audience? Was it just me that was excited about it? What would it be? So then along came Creative Sandbox. And one of the things, going to publishing house, they typically like their own illustrators. So I wanted to illustrate for this. And a way to do that would be self-publish.
Right.
You can do that by self-publishing. So anyway, along came Creative Sandbox. And we started doodling and making our little 5 to 10 minute daily doodles, which sort of opened up for me kind of the creative the I can do this illustrating, which I had never drawn before in my life.
So was that, sorry to interrupt, but was that, was there a program that I was running inside the Creative Sandbox? Or was it just a general, lots of people were doodling, so you were just sort of jumping on the doodling bandwagon?
I think a lot of it was just doodling and doing that daily practice of I'm continuing to do this. I'm gathering confidence in what mm-hmm. I can do.
Yeah.
And some days it didn't look very good, and some days it looked pretty good.
That's how it goes.
So kind of, what is it, the mud beetle that gathers the mud as it rolls down the hill, was this confidence blooming because I was doodling, because I was in this community that was so supportive. I mean, some days doodles didn't get posted. Some days they did. But people were very supportive in what I did as I posted things. At the same time I was working on the book, I was doing my very, very first quilt. My granddaughter wanted me to make a t-shirt quilt, which I had no idea what I was doing. And I posted a picture of that when it was partially assembled and got such great feedback from that it just continued to feed this confidence of mine. And then the thing that rang so true for me was the gremlins. And it just has rung true. I mean, it did. I know I was ready to submit the book to the publisher, and I texted you and said, the gremlins are roaring. I don't know if this is going to be good enough. You encouraged me, and I submitted it. Went through several revisions. And out of that, I still wasn't sure what I had produced was going to be as exciting to others as it was to me, or if it was purchasable. That, I have to say, I am so pleasantly proud and pleased with the feedback that I've gotten from the book. From it being a wonderful teacher's book. I actually went and read it to my grandson's second grade class. And a second grade class can tell me that a group of parrots is a pandemonium of parrots.
I love it.
And they can tell me, in it I also have fun, fascinating facts about each one of the birds. I did only birds because of the amount of pages you can do in a children's book. I have three others planned.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. So Linnell, you had this decision, you had this goal, you had this vision that you wanted to create a book, and you knew you wanted it to be a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And you had this vision that you wanted it to be a book of group names, and you wanted to self-illustrate, you wanted to illustrate it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you had tried to get it published through traditional publishing and been rejected. Fist bump for that, by the way, putting your work out there and put, you know, subjecting yourself to that rejection is very hard.
Yes.
And painful. And then saying, you know what, fine. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, I've been rejected, and then quitting, which is what so many people do, instead saying, okay, that door has closed. How else can I make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, brilliant. So figuring out that there are so many other avenues for making it happen. So you said, great, I can self-publish this.
Yes. And the illustrating was very, very key to me that yes. I wanted that. So
I love that. So you figured out how you, and that is a big project, as I know, because I just went through that myself. So
yours is way more complex than mine is, but
Well, it's always a complex, that's a very complex process to
write
and illustrate and publish a book. So brilliant. I love that. And the fact that you used the Creative Sandbox community as a testing ground. And also, I mean, that was like your laboratory to really, it sounds like that was really what enabled you to build up the confidence to say to yourself, yes, I can do this.
Yes. I posted one of my drawings and one of my poems onto Creative Sandbox and was patted on the back and fist bumped and all of that. So that really, the Creative Sandbox has been such a confidence builder, such a safe place to do things, so supportive in all avenues. I mean, people in the sandbox have all different kinds of skills, amazing skills. And it doesn't have to be a book. It can be a drawing. It can be painting. It can be photography. Has been beautiful. Just about anything that anybody wants to create is in the sandbox. And that's really fun to see because it gives you ideas too.
Yes, that's been so huge for me. It's like, I love that about it because it's a place where I go to fill my well,
mm-hmm.
to get inspiration. And so many of my own directions that I've gone with my own creations, with my own art, have come about because of things that I've seen in the Creative Sandbox in our Facebook group. And I've gone, ooh, I want to try that. I want to try using that medium or that technique or that, you know, try something in that particular style or whatever. And that's taken me off in a new direction, new tangent. That's been hugely valuable for me too.
Yes. Very, very valuable.
And the fact that you took on a quilt, I did that several years ago. I took on a quilt project for the first time too. That's not a small project either.
No, it was kind of a productive year with a knee surgery before everything. So I don't know.
Which I've also done as well. My goodness. Wow. Congratulations. Huge.
Thank you.
Huge progress. Wow.
Yep.
Ah, fist bump to you, Lynelle.
Thank you. Thank you. You've been such an inspiration, and the gremlins are what really, really, really spoke to me just about everything I do now. I'm in an online mandala course right now. I don't know if it's a course, but and some of the mandalas that people create are like, oh my goodness, what can I do? But I go ahead and do my thing, and the confidence and the gremlins aren't crying as loud as they were. And if they are sometimes, who cares?
Amen. That is exactly the attitude we have to have, because they don't go away, right?
No. And no.
They never go away. And in fact, if they do go away, then really there's something wrong. Because it means that we're
doesn't
not
push you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to learn to kind of dance with the gremlins, you know, kind of waltzing with them.
Yep. Say na 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 na.
Yeah, well, like I said inside our Facebook group and on many, many, many of our live rally calls in the Creative Sandbox, I have shared with people that the closer I got to launching the Creative Sandbox way out into the world, the louder my gremlins got. Mm-hmm. They were saying things like, who do you think you are, Melissa? You're not a good writer. Nah, you should not be putting this out into the world. Go hide. There's still time. You can still quit while you're ahead.
Yep.
I just had to say thank you so much for your concern, gremlins. But I got this.
You helped me. You helped me make it better.
Exactly. So. Oh, wow, Lynelle. Thank you so much for sharing this. You are such an inspiration.
Well, thank you. The inspiration comes from you.
Mm. So what is next for you? What do you see for yourself in 2017?
Well, if I make enough, with the self-publishing, they sell them on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon, but I only get 10% of the sales. So if I sell them myself, I get 45%. So that's what I'm doing. I have to make enough on this first book to start on the second one. Like I said, I have three others, Zoo for You, just a different section of the zoo planned. The next one is going to be, I'm calling it Safari, which it's mostly jungle, but I want the camel in there too. So we're going to say Safari. And that will have a tower of giraffes and a zeal of zebras and a bloat of hippos and other characters that are in the jungle.
How fun. I love it.
When I get done with that, I've got Creepy Crawlies coming, a cluster of spiders and Rumba of rattlesnakes. And after that is, I haven't figured out the name I want it to be, but it has to do with water. A Shiver of Sharks, Romp of Otters. I think it's a cluster of eels. I forget, but that's three books down.
Oh, fantastic. And how are you selling them? I'm curious about that.
Just by word of mouth so far. It's been friends. It's been friends of friends. It's been a lot of my Facebook community. Mm-hmm. So I've Thanksgiving, I've sold 100 books.
Oh, fantastic.
And I haven't gone out. I haven't gone to a library. I haven't gone any place other than.
Well, that is fantastic. You know, I have heard from a number of people that most self-published books never sell or are lucky to sell 100 copies in their entire lifespan. Mm-hmm. So fist bump to you.
Yep.
Excellent, excellent job.
I need to schedule with libraries around here. And then I would like to go to the Portland Zoo and sell it to them to sell.
Great.
A couple of nature places. And then another really good idea is my husband's 91-year-old aunt lives in a care facility here. And they want me to come over and read to the people in the retirement community.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
This is so fantastic. And what I really love about this, Linnell, is not only have you stepped into a bigger version of yourself by simply writing and publishing this book, but now by putting it out into the world in this way, by taking your book out into the world and selling it, you are now stepping into a bigger version of yourself by getting your book out into the world. This is so fantastic and so inspiring.
Thank you.
Wow.
It has been the kudos and the feedback that I have just, you know, I'm all puffed up as well. I am after all the nice things that people have said about it. So I it was okay.
That is a good thing to be able to say. It's okay.
And I met with a friend that I'd worked with like 40 years ago. She's probably 10 years younger than I, and she just retired. And she's trying to figure out what she wants to do. And she's really a nutrition exercise buff. And she got a $25,000 grant to help lower income people learn how to cook better and just live better. And she was talking about having to work on this book. And I said, well, let me tell you about these gremlins. And she says, oh my gosh, you're right, gremlins.
So you are spreading the message.
I am. And it hit her so immediately too. And she and I have a date. I'm going to edit because the old English teacher comes back in. And I want to try and get her into Sandbox just for that. We got to talking. She'd never thought about drawing her salad bowls with her lettuce in it and stuff like that. And so I'm going to work really hard to get her into the Sandbox too. Different application, but still it's the same thing. It's putting yourself out there. It's having the confidence to do that. Absolutely. Knowing that that you're not the only one who places value in what you're doing, but that there are other people that what you are doing is valuable.
Absolutely.
So
wow. This is how we change the world. Mm-hmm. This is it. Oh my God. I'm so excited right now. I'm jumping up and down inside. This is it. And you know, it's so interesting because I've been thinking a lot lately about how, you know, I get so excited about this concept of how, you know, creative play is how we change the world. Creative expression is how we change the world. And so many other people respond to that by saying, well, I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to make my life better. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been thinking so much about that, and maybe I need to shift my message and say creative play is how we change our lives, and like give them what they want and then also give them what they need at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. sort of a switch kind of thing, right? Because yeah. it is how we change the world, but maybe telling people that is scaring people away, right? But this, exactly what you just shared, Linnell, that's what I'm talking about. This is how we change the world, because we change our own lives and then we influence other people because we've changed our own lives for the better, right? Mm-hmm. We've changed our own lives. You have changed your own life because you have started to draw and taken this idea that you've had and you've turned it into a book. Little step by little step, small daily acts, right? You've put them all together. You've created this book over a span of time, right? It took you mm-hmm. a while and you had to fight the gremlins and whatever. And you tried to get a traditional publisher and you got shot down, but you said, all right, fine, I will self-publish. And you put all this time and effort over the span of time and you made this book and you've gotten it out to 100 people. And now mm-hmm. you've been spreading the message of what these gremlin voices are. You're talking to a friend, encouraging her to spread her message and told her about gremlins and told her about the Creative Sandbox and helping her, whether or not she joins the Creative Sandbox, helping her to spread her message so mm-hmm. that she can make an impact. That is changing the world. Whether people want to think of it that way or not, that is exactly what is happening. This is why I get so excited.
I understand.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited right now. Wow. So you think about like you, Linnell, like multiply that by 10 Linnells, 20 Linnells, 100 Linnells, 1,000 Linnells, 10,000, 100,000 Linnells. That is a transformed society.
You know what my group name is?
What?
A flitter of Lins.
Oh, I love it! Oh, I have to think about what a bunch of Melissas would be called.
That's the last thing I put in the book for the children, was to see if they could think about a group name for them. And one of the second graders, he was the one that when I was talking about owls and these fun facts, he immediately raised his hand. It's a stare of owls. And he immediately raised his hand. He says, they can turn their head almost all the way around. And I said, hey, you're stealing my thunder. Let me read the facts to you. Anyway, he came up with, his group name was An Arcade of Cadence.
Wow.
Plays arcade games.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's just kind of fun to think about what your group name would be if we could clone you.
I'm going to be ruminating on that for a while. Oh, wow. Linnell, you have gotten me so excited. I think I'm going to be just jumping out of my skin all day long from excitement.
I find it really interesting that I was a high school English teacher and the book that I've written is for children.
Well, I think the students that you had for high school English must have been very, very lucky.
I have several of them that have bought the book.
Oh, that is so cool. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I feel so incredibly fortunate to have you in my Creative Sandbox community and in my world. I'm very, very grateful to have you in my world and to have you in my group of inspirational, whatever the word is, my pool of inspiration. Thank you so much. And thank you for spending time with me today and letting me have a conversation with you about this. It's so inspiring.
And I feel very grateful to have you as one of, as the wind beneath my wings toward this creative endeavor.
Thank you. So
I wouldn't have done it without you and the gremlins.
Oh, thank you, Linnell.
Yep. Mutual admiration society.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't see you on Facebook before then. And oh, you're the best. You're the best. I adore you. And I will see you over on Facebook.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, as always, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. Let's ripple it out. And hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. Those ratings and reviews mean so much to me. And not only that, they are how we ripple it out. It's how other people find the podcast. It's how you change other people's lives and change the world. If you need step-by-step instructions, just go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. That's livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. And don't forget, come to my free workshop, which is happening on Thursday, January 12th. You can register at freecreativityworkshop.com. That's freecreativityworkshop.com. If it's past the 12th, don't worry, because I have these workshops periodically. So if the one on the 12th is over, there will be a new one coming up in the not too distant future. So hope to see you at one of those sometime soon. And that's it. Until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating.
Live creative now. Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.